USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal appeals court Wednesday ruled that the Obama-era policy DACA that protects illegal immigrants brought to the United States as children violated federal law. It has now been sent to a lower federal court for further consideration. As OPEC Plus will cut 2 million barrels of oil a day from production, gasoline and energy prices are poised to skyrocket in the coming months. The Biden administration continues to rely on oil stockpiles President Trump secured during his administration. Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas says this is no mistake. The Democrats want high prices to push their green agenda.
It's not an unintended consequence. It's not bad luck or the evil machinations of oil company executives or OPEC. It's because Joe Biden and progressive Democrats want gas to be that expensive. They want you to get out of your gas-guzzling SUV or minivan. They want farmers to have to stop using diesel for tractors and other farm instruments.
A Las Vegas, Nevada judge approved a motion to remove Clark County Public Administrator Democrat Robert Tellis from office Wednesday as he is set for trial. The liberal politician is accused of going to journalist Jeff Germain's home and stabbing him to death. According to the National Deer Association, a serious outbreak of epizootic hemorrhagic disease is currently infecting white-tailed deer in parts of Ohio and Indiana. EHD is an infectious viral disease that impacts deer, elk, pronghorn, and bighorn sheep. It is transmitted by biting midges known as noceums. The Monday night football game this week had a protester with a smoke bomb run out on the field. He was knocked to the ground by Rams player Bobby Wagner, saying he just wanted to keep everyone safe. The protester has now filed a police report for blatant assault. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
A professor was shot and killed on the University of Arizona campus in Tucson on Wednesday. Campus police are reporting a male professor in the Department of Hydrology was murdered by a former student. The suspect was identified as 46-year-old Murad Dervish. He has been arrested. The professor has not been identified. The United States ambassador to the United Nations accused Beijing and Moscow of enabling North Korea's military after it fired two more ballistic missiles on Thursday following a Security Council meeting on the country's recent launches. Thursday's launch was the sixth in 12 days, occurring after the United States and South Korea began military exercises. President Biden visited hurricane-ravaged Florida on Wednesday.
The Bidens are in Florida. The president and the first lady visited the storm zone Wednesday in Florida, taking time to speak with Governor Ron DeSantis and offering a message of support to those affected by Hurricane Ian.
Jill and I have had you all in our prayers, and I mean that sincerely. And we're here today because we wanted to tell you in person that we're thinking of you, and we're not leaving. We're not leaving until this gets done. I promise you that.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The Australian government announced changes to its telecommunications law to protect vulnerable customers after personal details were stolen in a major cyber attack on Australia's second largest cell phone carrier. The changes will provide better coordination with financial institutions and governments to detect cybersecurity incidents. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.